David Astell on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Did you see the latest news, some breaking news in the arts world, that beleaguered world of our community? It is the one and only Caro Llewellyn, who is a former director of the Sydney Writers Festival. She's also been based in New York, where she's been working with writers from Nobel Prize winners to the up-and-coming essayists of modern culture. And as of yesterday, she now wears the mantle of incoming Chief Executive Officer at the Wheeler Centre. Good morning, Caro.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Yeah, now pinch me and, you know, call me Bernard. When did you get this news?
Officially it was yesterday at 5 p.m. It all got announced. And so, yes, you are the first cab off the rank, my friend. And it's great to be talking to you.
Well, we are friends because, in fact, a long time ago, you used to be a publicist on some book I remember writing at one stage. How did you go from publicist back some 35 years ago or more into essentially standing at the helm of one of the great cultural institutions in this country? What were the kind of key stepping stones that got you into this plum gig?
Well, I think it all began with being your publicist, actually, David.
Thank you so much, Caro. right answer.
No, to be honest, it really is. I think that what's interesting about this, my role and my ability to do this role, is that I have been at every part of the publishing industry. You know, I started as a publicist. I went into marketing. I was a bookseller at one point. Then I ran festivals, and I've written a couple books. So I kind of get this 360 lens on this whole world, which is great because we have to work together. We have to collaborate with all sectors of the industry to make successes. And so I'm very lucky. I just have this, you know, these strange little pockets of experience that I can bring to the role, which is very exciting.
Now, of course, we have been learning to do things differently because of restrictions, both here and around the world. How have these restrictions kind of helped you, as a cultural creator and a cultural overseer, to think about things, doing things differently, whether it's at the Wheeler Centre or across the sort of artistic sphere?
Well, long before I thought I was going to get this job at the Wheeler Centre, at the beginning of the COVID lockdown, I was watching as all the festivals, the literary festivals, were being cancelled and writers were losing the opportunities. They're really important financial contributions to a writer's life. And readers losing the opportunity to meet their beloved writers. And at about 3 o'clock in the morning, I thought, well, I have to do something. And I suddenly stumbled on this idea that I could maybe set up a live online platform, pay the writers to come and speak with me and allow people to buy tickets like a festival. I'm a big believer in that people should be paid for online content for their time and that people should be paying for online content of a quality. And so I set up this thing in about 4 days and launched it, and it's been a great success. It's called togetherremotely.com, and it's been going gangbusters. I've had writers from all over the world, over Europe and America, and it's been great.
Now, Caro Llewellyn is my guest. She is the new Chief Executive Officer at the Wheeler Centre. And I do know that we've also been talking about working at home, being at the workplace of your mum and dad. And in your wonderful autobiography, Diving Into Glass, you make a special place for your dad, Richard. Did you get to hang out with him at work?
I did. It was a strange conundrum. You would think that it was just all a downside to have a father who was 95% paralyzed. But in my case, it actually meant that I got to spend time with him because he worked from home. He had to find, back then in the 1960s, 70s, there wasn't really paid work for people with disabilities, particularly profound disability like his. And so he had to create his own work. So he set up an art gallery in our house. And I got to hang out with him all day in the gallery, and we had people coming in, and, you know, and it was fun.
It's a really informative time and a really precious time. In the brief time we've got left, what's it, kind of 25 words or fewer, what's the vision for the Wheeler Centre?
I think the vision is to build on the amazing work that Chrissy Sharp did. She was the first director, and then Michael Williams, who's been at the helm for the last 10 years, to build on that, to make the centre more accessible, to grapple with the issues with this COVID and, you know, social distancing for an institution that does live events. So it's going to be very interesting times, but I think very challenging, but lots and lots of opportunities.
Fantastic, Kara. Congratulations on your appointment. And,
Thank you so much.
Brilliant. And the book that we were talking about is Diving Into Glass, if you'd love to know what Carol will and what makes her tick. We are very lucky in this city to have such an inspiring leader as Kara there at the helm.